What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
Back,
got it.
Back, and way back in, way back. Back.
Oh,
back.
Yikes.
Stop it. Moonshot. Slugged.
Whoa.
Smacked. God.
I'll be That's seeing loaded. You soon.
Goodbye.
That was the legendary Chris Berman on ESPN over the years with the back calls of Home Run Derby night, which is tonight in Atlanta. And that got us to thinking. Up next, we will indeed pick winners for tonight's Home Run Derby. I'm going with a popular choice, mostly for his nickname, but that's just a little tease.
Oh, geez, who could that be?
We'll get to that next. Some people might not know. We always say there's a West Coast bias. Some people may not know who that person even is, the kind of year he's having, where he plays. That Stiz right now has no idea.
It rhymes with...
You don't know who I'm talking about, do you?
No, I do not.
That's not the barometer you're shooting for
you
on
chuzz.
This, though.
I'm just going to keep using
How
that
until
somebody
says
you
can't. How many times are you going to chuzz
him up? I don't think that's how it's used. It's not a
Yeah, that may have been more offensive.
Yeah, you just offended the entire audience. But it got us thinking. So you have Major League Baseball with the Home Run Derby. I'll tell you what is not good, because I was watching it. It's actually on, I think it might have been last night. I was watching a replay. The softball celebrity, whatever the hell they play.
That used to be fun.
Oh, my God. It's set. They should be embarrassed what I was watching. I watched for like 10 minutes. It was the worst performance I've ever seen. Like, at least get a few athletes.
Who were the celebrities, too? Was it like Mark Paul Gosselaar?
I didn't even know most of them. Like, Jenny Finch is always there. She's made a career out of that. She plays those celebrity softball games, which isn't fair because, you know, she's an all-time great softball player, so that's not really how that's supposed to work. Is Michael Jordan going to play celebrity basketball
Mario
games
Lopez,
now?
Mario Lopez,
like,
the
we
cast
doing?
Of Vanderpump Rules.
So, Major League Baseball has the Home Run Derby. That's tonight. We'll all be watching, 8 o'clock. The NFL has had various things over the year, but right now has the skills and flag football setup they've been using at the Pro Bowl. NBA has the slam dunk contest, the three-point contest, and the skills challenge. All dribbling, passing, you go down, layups.
When you add all of them together, kind of blows.
Yep. And then NHL has the skills competition that I actually enjoy. I've always kind of enjoyed Dan Ball, the shooting at like the pie plates in the corner of the goal.
Yeah,
for the
hardest
accuracy.
Shot competition.
Hardest
slap
shot.
Touch, yeah.
Like some of those things are pretty cool. I think that's pretty fun. Fitzy doesn't. He's a wet blanket for this segment. Mm-hmm. He's playing the role of Ted in this 3:30 segment here on WEEI Afternoons.
You out of your mind, bro?
So I would actually say, are we
out of your mind?
Are we doing this right now, or are we doing it over the totality of its existence? Because if it's over the totality, then three-point contest slam dunk wins. But right now, I think it's Home Run Derby. I think it's Home Run Derby for me because the slam dunk contest has fallen off a map. It's no longer, you know, Jordan versus Dominique versus Kenny Skywalker and Sean Kemp, and it's just lost its way. What's that guy, McGlinchey, McGlunkin, whatever, the guy who dunks?
Matt McClung.
That isn't actually in the league.
His last name is the same noise that a basketball makes when I shoot it off the rim.
Hate that. If I want to see a guy win it, like Larry Bird, I want to see you win the three-point contest.
Oh,
like,
you don't want to see a G League guy who gets called up to do the dunk contest and then sent back to irrelevance?
And that's the beauty of Major League Baseball's Home Run Derby. Is you get guys who are all-stars. You get guys that are worthy of being watched hit home runs. You're not just getting some long ball guy who he can do that as a freak of nature, but actually isn't even in Major League Baseball these days. So I say Home Run Derby is the best. I know there's been criticisms, Fitzy, over the years, formats. Oh, there's too many swings. It takes too long. There's too many rounds. There's this, there's that. But in its totality, I still think Chicks and the rest of us dig the long ball.
Yeah, you know what I like about it is when they started when you could bring in your own pitcher, and like a lot of guys were trying to hit home runs, you know, with their dad throwing to them.
Good point.
Like, the emotional connectivity that they have brought into the Home Run Derby,
or the kid
kids in the outfield.
Yeah. Oh no, the kid. What about the kid that comes and brings you Gatorade? Like sometimes you have your son like wipe your brow and give you a little drink of Gatorade.
That's great, and you've got like. You'll always have the, you know, I'm sure tonight it'll be Vlad Guerrero's and other ones over there heat checking you, waving the towel, spraying water on you because you're just on fire.
Yep.
It's always kind of fun when someone hits one in the outfield and it doinks off some. Luckily, they've
been
okay.
It's all fun in games till someone dies.
Well, hopefully not.
Exit velocity is 111. At some point, it's going to catch somebody in the wrong way, and it's going to be like, boy, it was really dumb to have kids running around the outfield.
We really shouldn't have had a bunch of nine-year-olds.
It's all we always do. It reactionary. Don't be ahead of the curve. You shouldn't. You should have you got robot umps. You might want to have robot ball retrievers during home run derby.
And if baseball wants to like maintain its dominance, they should figure out ways. They should almost ask themselves, like, how would the Savannah Bananas handle this? And if they're able to answer that question, baseball will be able to stay on top. But for the time being, I don't really care about the slam dunk and three-point contest anymore. I was only mostly excited about it last year when I thought it was going to be Steph Curry versus Caitlin Clark. That never materialized. I think that's a complete snooze fest. The skills challenge in flag football is going to be fun in 2028, Andy, when it counts and there are Olympic medals on the line, and I'm not even going to bother with the NHL. So for me, also the home run derby contest.
Well, so disrespectful, Dan, to the NHL. I actually think a strong argument can be made that NHL is two on this list.
I would tend to agree. I mean, I'm obviously biased in the other direction saying this, but you've lost so much luster on the three-point competition, and there really isn't anything else that kind of comes from that skills deal. The NHL has kind of just been solid. Riding the same line over the course of the years, because they still get all their stars involved.
Who's the guy? Al
Iafrady.
Used to 108 miles an hour or whatever kind of thing.
Second only to Zdeno Chara.
Look at me knowing a little something about the skills competition. The little, when they do the little puck things, the passing things through the little slots and stuff, it's enjoyable. I know a lot of people don't watch it necessarily. I'm not saying it's a
welcome
huge
to
draw.
Hockey. Yeah.
Right. But it's fun. Dan, it seems like the logical opportunity. I've always had an idea for another event in the skills competition.
Okay.
Sure.
What about, you know how in hockey sometimes you want to clear it so you go around the boards?
Yes.
And you hit it one side. They should have a skill where you try to hit it as far and as long around the boards as it can possibly go. What do you think?
Nobody would watch it once again, but I think it'd be really fascinating.
No one would watch. That's where I'm.
Is there any chance someone could get it to go around the entire ring?
Oh, absolutely. I haven't done it myself, but I've seen social media videos of plenty of people being able to do it.
I think that needs to be added to Skills Weekend. So can you contact people in your world hockey and tell them to add that?
I'll get Gary on the line.
Gary Bettman?
Yeah.
Is he still? I was going to say Gary Bettman, but I was like, he can't still be the commissioner of that league.
Oh, he has.
Okay.
He's ageless.
Last thing I would argue, too, is just from a total all-star package, I think baseball kind of has it covered on both sides. I think they have the best event, and I think they also probably have the best all-star game itself right now. Like, the 3-on-3 in hockey's fun, but it's a different sport. Mm-hmm. Basketball's the worst. And flag football right now, again, I understand what they're trying to do, but you're also deviating from the sport. Like, baseball, you still got guys throwing 100 and giving what is probably their all, or most of their all in the game.
Yeah, they've all fallen off. And the bottoming out was the Bud Selig ran out of pitchers, just end the game.
2002 was the absolute death valley of all All-Star games.
Which came shortly after Pedro in 99 blowing everybody away and ending his career by taking an All-Star game too seriously. But baseball is still...
Oh, but it was great, though.
It was great, but it exacerbated issues down the road for him. But no, I think baseball is still the closest. You're not going to get, well, first of all, you're not allowed to plow the catcher anymore or do any of that. But you're not going to get Pete Rose, Charlie Hustle level execution at an All-Star game. But it is it's a watchable competition because, as you said, the pitcher coming in to pitch is going to throw 100. And the guy trying to hit it is trying to hit it out of the ballpark. It's not, you know, oh, I'm not going to throw as hard as I can and let you hit a home run. Adrian Peterson taking the Pro Bowl more seriously than everybody else to win an MVP and, like, running people over because he was trying harder than everybody else. Baseball,
is there anything else they could add to the Major League Baseball All-Star festivities?
Home field advantage. This time it counts.
Yeah,
Fox.
They did that for a while, and then people got mad, big mad, so they dropped that 4 or 5 years ago. But I'm just trying to think, like, some other sort of skills competition, you know, outfield throws into a bucket, some sort of pitcher accuracy challenge.
Yes. Oh, all of those
things. I feel like there's another level, Andy, another layer potentially of skills they could add to it with accuracy, throwing, running drills that would just make it even more enjoyable because, you know, with such a glut of young stars coming through baseball right now and obviously us celebrating and toasting them in Boston, like, these are things that I would love to see.
Yes, they should. Now, you increase the risk of injury every time you add a layer to this, whereas...
Yeah, when you walk out the door, you can get hit by a bus as well.
Right, but they take BP every day. These guys can hit. The chance of injury... Now, there's the side issue of whether it screws up your swing if you do the home run derby for
the
second half.
Ask Bobby Abreu about that.
That's a separate topic, but most guys don't get hurt in the home run derby, but if you add... you know, hardest outfield throw or something, you could definitely tear something, pull something. Would I love to see it? Absolutely. I would love to see, Dan Ball, but real quick before I go to you, when you go to Cooperstown with the, whatever they are, 12-year-old All-Stars or whatever, I don't know if people have heard of it, but it's a huge Little League level competition. They do a bunch of skills. They do fastest base runner, where they just, you have to round the bases as fast as possible, and then stopwatch. They do a home run derby. They do a team relay drill, where you have to throw the ball around the entire field in a certain order with accurate throws and get it to a certain spot. I forgot exactly how it works, but they time that. So it's like center fielder throws to third base, who throws to left field, whatever the kind of mishmash of throws is. I think those things would be fun. But you're adding a layer of injury, and as soon as a guy blows out a UCL or something, there goes that event, Robert Edwards style on the beach.
So I love watching all of those historic games they do, like when they play at the Field of Dreams, and I think they're building another sort of like special, unique one-off field for Major League Baseball. There's that new sport, Andy, where they play baseball at night with glowing balls and bats called Cosmic Baseball. I mean, you could tweak it every year so that there's just a little, like, you get what you want and what you expect, but there's always going to be some sort of new wrinkle to it just to keep, most importantly, and this is what you have to remember, you keep the kids watching because the kids are the ones that are going to want to buy the jerseys and that are going to want to follow the players and get their baseball cards. That's who this is for in the first place, not you. Not me, the Lils.
Even though I still got the money in this family and I'm still the one buying things, they want to keep the kids happy, so they cater to them. You're right, Fitzy.
That's the problem with Apple Pay is they always end up going to get something, and the next thing you know, we're tapping three buttons and giving them $100.
Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we are indeed going to pick the winner of tonight's Home Run Derby, and we're going to put our money where our mouths are. Fitzy, me, Dan Ballstiz, we're all going to pick Brian Frazoco, and then you're going to go into your gambling app, and we're all actually going to put some money on our guy so we can celebrate tomorrow like we knew what we were talking about, and listeners can chime in as well. That's up next. Home Run Derby predictions here on WEEI Afternoons.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're listening to WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Big Poppy sends this way back up there, and it is gone. So Big Poppy hits another one, which he didn't need, but it's like, I'll be seeing you soon.
Hanley Ramirez put on a great show, but David Ortiz of the Red Sox in May. Uh-oh, can he still get it done? In July, he's an all-star and the champ of the 2010 State Farm Home Run Derby.
David Ortiz on a memorable Red Sox night in the Home Run Derby. Tonight, we will have the Home Run Derby in Atlanta and some interesting and notable candidates. I want to do a quick reverse quiz with Stiz. Look it up in the Urban Dictionary. It's a very, very sexual. Stiz, do you know who leads Major League Baseball in home runs right now?
I'm going to say...
He looks immediately at Dan Ball for help. He looks to his left like, Dan, could you help me a little bit here?
I'll say Aaron Judge.
He does not. Fitzy, do you know who leads Major League Baseball in home runs?
Major League Baseball in home runs. Cal Raleigh?
Indeed. His nickname, Stiz, is the Big Dumper. He is...
Oh, love him already.
A member of the Seattle Mariners. He's a catcher. And he's got 38 home runs at the All-Star break.
That's insane.
It really is. And his nickname also helps make him popular. They're actually selling jerseys in Seattle now that say the Big Dumper. And Stiz, he is nicknamed the Big Dumper because, well, he got a big bum.
I like and, big butts, and
yep,
I cannot lie.
He can't, yeah, absolutely. But
he's,
so,
man, what a legend he would be if he was in Boston.
Big Dumper.
Oh, I would definitely. I know Wicked I'm not allowed dumper. To wear the jersey, according to Ted Johnson, but that's a jersey I'd get, the Big Dumper jersey. So, Dan Ball, what is the roster of players who will be competing in tonight's Home Run Derby before we all make our picks?
Well, you got the Big Dumper, Cal Raleigh from the Mariners. You also got O'Neill Cruz of the Pittsburgh Pirates, James Wood of the Nationals, Byron Buxton of the Twins, Matt Olson, who was in for Ronald Acuna, both members of the Atlanta Braves, Junior Caminero, who we just saw here at Fenway, he plays for the Rays, Brent Rooker of the A's, and then Jazz Chisholm, for some reason, of the New York Yankees.
Why
those are your
Jazz
eight.
Jazz Chisholm?
It's not overly star-studded necessarily, but it's intriguing, I guess.
You got a guy with 38 home runs, baby.
Yeah, but he's a very good player. I'm just saying star in terms of star. Judge, Ohtani, not even Pete Alonso this year, Mr. Home Run Derby.
And he is Mr. Home Run Derby. And, you know, we kind of made the point, even though Cal Raleigh's having a great year, a just casual Boston sports fan is not overly familiar with the guy on the West Coast doing his thing. So I will go first, because I picked this guy solely on his nickname, and I will take Cal Raleigh, even though, Fitzy, I think I'm setting myself up for failure, because I feel like the guy who is having the great year usually has a great opening round at the Home Run Derby contest, hits like a boatload, and then peters out and doesn't win
and
it.
The dumper poops out.
Absolutely. Also, a guy named as the Big Dumper, does he have the stamina to go three rounds deep here in this? That concerns me.
He is a catcher, though. I mean, you need stamina in order to be back there nine innings and also
hit
that.
What are
the
conditions like in Atlanta tonight? It's probably hot, hot, hot.
Yeah, Big Dumper is going to he's gonna need a Big Dumper, a Gatorade all over him to stay cool. But that's my guy. I'm going with the Big Dumper, and I will be placing that wager on my whichever app gives me better odds for that.
All right, so I guess I should go next.
Yes.
And I'm going to go with, because recency bias is a hell of a drug, I got to watch this guy both on television and in person swing out of his socks with every at bat. Truly feels like a threat to go long, go yard every time he's at bat. And of course, he did it once on Thursday night against Waka Buehler. Give me Junior Caminero from the Tampa Rays. This guy's got a swing. He has got some power. And there's nothing like the coming out party on national television that is the home run derby to let everyone know that you are a power hitter that's here to stay with a little staying power, no less. So give me Junior Caminero to win the 2025 home run derby.
Dan Ball?
All right. My pick is I'm going with the hometown hero. I'm taking Matt Olson. It's a little bit shorter out to right field than left field. The kind of the chop house area in right field is pretty hitter friendly. So your lefties who pull the ball are going to have a good chance to succeed. So that also helps your boy Big Dumper Andy. By the way, plus 300 odds, shortest odds of anybody. So way to pick the favorite. But I like Olson.
I like winners.
He tagged in for Ronald Acuna, so maybe the expectations are a little bit lower. It wasn't part of the original field, but I like the hometown hero feel good story. Yeah. Matt Olson.
He'll get a little buzz bump out of the ballpark because he is the hometown guy. They always like to have a hometown guy for that reason. They
and
want
he's
the crowd.
On his way to what could be his fifth 40 home run season. So let's go.
Wow.
I love when
you
Stiz
didn't just look
research.
That up, did you?
I looked it up earlier in the day because I had to pick one, and I'm going with the like what Dan said. I just love the home kid was born and raised in Atlanta.
And I want him to be on the Boston Red Sox, but that's a side note, a topic for a different day. He was one of my trade targets if you were going to look for an everyday first baseman, although first base hasn't really been an issue. Stiz, who'd you pick after all your research? You ran all the numbers, and you can't pick somebody who's already been picked.
No, yet Brian already said I could. We got the graphic up and everything.
What?
Yeah, Matt Olson.
Oh, you're taking – so the behind-the-glass boys,
yeah,
big
we'll go with one, yeah.
Matt Olson
So that's just
fans.
One vote, the producers. Okay.
Yeah.
Apparently.
The BTG boys.
And did Brian give himself a vote?
Good question.
I haven't seen the graphic.
I don't know the answer to that question.
Okay, so we'll skip right past that. He doesn't get a vote if he doesn't chime in.
He's going to come and sprint down the hallway. I picked Matt Olson, too.
Plus, he's an NBA guy. What does he know about home run derbies? Dunk contest, 3-point. We'll talk to you, Brian, for
you
now.
Can't
you don't
pick
get to
Wembanyama.
Pick. Nope, you can't. Imagine him with a bat. He'd be like the size of the bat. It'd be like the bat swinging him.
Matt. Brian has picked James Wood. That is the picture on the graphic that just went out. So you got Big Dumper, Caminero, me and Stiz both have Matt Olson, and then James Wood belongs to Furzoco.
Okay.
That's where we're going.
I'm going to win.
So congrats to the other four.
I'm going to go make a little money on whichever apps gives me better odds.
What's your whole dollar that you're going to put down?
Two. It's two. I always bet $2 unless I'm feeling really good. Then it's 10, and I'm not feeling really good about this, so I will not be putting 10 on Cal Raleigh. I'll be putting $2 for him to win the home run derby. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it's 4 o'clock. Fitzy, what time is that?
Football o'clock.
4 o'clock football time. That means we talk a little Patriots. Training camp is now less than 2 weeks away. Guys are reporting. They're getting back in Foxborough. And our question today to lead off an hour of football talk here will be, what are the most competitive positions on the Patriots roster, the most competitive positions we'll see in training camp? And remember, competitive does not always mean good. Fitzy had a bum fight at right tackle last year. Sometimes you can be really competitive and not really good, and there may be some cases of that on the Patriots roster and training camp practice fields this summer. Most competitive Patriots positions next as we kick off 4 o'clock football here on WEEI Afternoons.
Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson on WEEI.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.